The only thing that is constant in this world is change. Everything is changing all the time. Your shoes are wearing out. Your hair is falling out. Your toenails are growing out. The world around you is in a constant state of change. And we are told that this change is accelerating. We just get used to some situation, find a way to live in it, and then the situation changes. All of this is creating emotional and psychological problems for many people in every walk of life. If there were only a rock, a stable, firm, unchanging foundation somewhere that a person could count on, build his life on, trust in, knowing it would be the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, thank God there is. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the unchanging God. The Bible says, "Of old thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years have no end." What a tremendous thing to know that when friends prove false, when financial security takes wings and flies away, when earthly foundations crumble, God is there. Our rock, our high tower, our eternal refuge. The Christian becomes enamored with some fleeting pleasure, goes running off like a child chasing a butterfly, discovers the folly of his way, and returns. There he finds God waiting for him with his loving hand stretched out still. His love has not grown cold. His concern and care have not diminished. He is the same. He never changes. Because he is the eternal and unchangeable God, his word is the eternal and unchangeable word. The Apostle Peter wrote, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever." What does that mean? For one thing, it means you can trust his power to the end. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he not spoken, and shall he not make it good? His word is reliable. That, of course, has been the focal point of the devil's attack since the serpent whispered in the garden, "Yea, hath God said?" Can you really trust his word? Are you sure? Now, ever since Genesis chapter 3, the word of God has been under attack. Still today, men write books about it, telling us why it can't be believed. Television talk shows interview scoffers who explain in a scholarly tone why the Bible is unreliable. But I've observed something about the word of God in all this. It is absolutely unmoved. Year after year, century after century, it goes sailing along, providing words of comfort and peace and love and joy and truth. Thank God that in a world of change, when most things are pretty shaky, the immutable truth of God is still there, reliable, trustworthy, and sure. May God bless you as you learn of Him.